After decades of planning, years of finding funding, and a lot of controversy, the expansion project of the Monroe Convention Center is moving quickly. On this week's City Limits, WFIU's Joe Wren reports the process is in the final design phase, with construction set to begin in June.
The downtown Bloomington Convention Center sits two blocks from the county courthouse. Officials say it's booked, turning away groups, exhibitors, and conferences every year. Convention Center Executive Director Talisha Kopic says the expansion will allow for new types of events, from pickleball to fencing.
There are people that are very interested in using that space, and we've been in contact with them that we're saying it's starting to happen. And I used to have one teacher that would call every 4 years and ask if we've expanded yet.
The county purchased land across the street from the current center in 2010, anticipating the expansion. It took 7 years for the county council to vote on a 1% food and beverage tax increase to fund the project. It narrowly passed with a 4-3 vote after 5 hours of public comment and discussion in 2017.
Yes.
Jones.
No.
Motion passed.
The controversy of whether to expand then became how to expand. City and county officials came to a stalemate on how to move the project forward. Then COVID-19 shut the process down. In 2023, state legislators criticized Monroe County and Bloomington's lack of transparency in the food and beverage tax spending. A capital improvement board was formed more than a year ago, and since then, President John Weikart says the project has been moving quickly.
I continue to say that we're, for government work, it's moving at warp speed. So, you know, it's been great.
Architects presented updated renderings and floor plans at a recent CIB meeting. The refinements helped get the project within budget. The more than $52 million cost estimate includes the expansion and renovation of the current building. The expansion amounts to about 61,000 square feet, a few thousand square feet larger than a football field. The existing convention center is 40,000 square feet. And Dora Hospitality was chosen as the companion hotel developer. Dora is looking at the Bunger and Robertson property north of the existing center. Their proposal includes a 5,000-square-foot ballroom, outdoor activity space off the Beeline Trail, a full-service restaurant, rooftop bar, retail space, and a level of below-grade parking. But will that be enough parking? Weikart reminded everyone during a recent meeting the CIB is not charged with parking.
I'm surprised that it hasn't come up more often. It's certainly something that we think about all the time.
Much of the surface parking around the current center will be used for the expansion and hotel. The main ballroom could seat around 2,000 people for dinner, and the current center could host another 800 people with the proposed 210-room hotel across the street. Bloomington Mayor Kerry Thompson says the 4th Street garage nearby is mostly filled throughout the week.
We're going to support public transit, et cetera, et cetera. We will need significant parking, and I don't think that it's all going to be taken care of with the 4th Street garage.
She says the underground parking level at the hotel would help, but is not the answer. Meanwhile, the current center's debt is being paid off, which paves the way to a new bond for the expansion. The final design phase leads to a construction document phase in February, bidding in March, and construction in June. The expansion project is scheduled to be done in January of 2027. For WFIU News, I'm Joe Wren.
The next CIB meeting is February 19th at the Convention Center. The public is welcome to attend. If you have a question about Bloomington that you'd like our City Limits team to answer, you can visit wfiunews.org/citylimits. You can also join us on Facebook in the City Limits Bloomington group for more Bloomington-specific news.